Average Golfers Unite, Nick's Golf Guy Podcast, Round 10, bringing you another avalanche of Average Golf Guy illumination, an injection to stimulate you for the game we all love and sometimes hate. So stick around. Average Golfers Unite. This is Nick's Golf Guy Podcast, the podcast designed for average golfers just like me. I'm Nick McClendon, coming to you from Norfolk, Virginia, right here on the edge of the Chesapeake Bay. Really excited about round 10 of Nick's Golf Guy Podcast coming up. Really glad you could join me. We're going to be covering golf news, what's happening on the PGA Tour, and a deep dive into the world of the average golfer this week in the drive, and the question of the week on the back end. Plenty of average golfer guy things to talk about in between, so let's get things started with this week's Off the Tee. The Masters Tournament was this past weekend, and what a show it was. Scottie Scheffler wins his fourth tournament of the year and the coveted green jacket. Takes home $2.7 million of the $11.5 million purse. Congratulations, Scottie. You are having one heck of a year. There were several highlights from the Masters this week, including Joaquin Niemann's eagle shot, Bubba Watson's out-of-the-wood shot to land within feet from the hole, Cameron Smith tee shot into the drink at the 12th, and of course the greenside bunker shot birdies back-to-back by Colin Morikawa and Rory McIlroy, just to name a few. Had a great time watching this year's Masters, and I hope you did too. And the tournament coming up this week on the PGA Tour is going to be the RBC Heritage at the Harbor Town Golf Links in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Purse is $12 million. Top three moneymakers in the land. Man from Japan, Hideki Matsuyama, holds out at $4,253,966. Number two on the money list, Cameron Smith, the Aussie, has made $6,667,375. And the number one moneymaker on the tour comes as no surprise, Scottie Scheffler, $10,098,014. Congratulations, guys. Keep up the good work. Top three golfers in the land. The Spaniard, John Rahm, falls to number three. Colin Morikawa put up a great show at the Masters this week, falls to number two. And, of course, the number one golfer in the world, the man from Texas, Scottie Scheffler. Congratulations, guys. Keep up the good work. And that's going to be it for this week's Off the Tee as we round up the things going on the PGA Tour. Now let's head on over to this week's The Drive. After watching the Masters last weekend and then heading out for my rounds this week, the thing about golf jumped out at me. Putting. Part of our average golf game that really affects our scorecard, might I say to our chagrin, is the putt. Now, my argument to consistently solid putting is that the greens are different for each course, so being able to read the green and the grain of the green is a key factor to successful putting. But as an average golfer, I feel the biggest struggle for me is distance control, and there are other factors as well. However, that is my main average golfer struggle. Did some research regarding putting and some statistics stood out at me, and I want to share them with you, my fellow average golfers. According to the website golfinglab.com, they pointed out some interesting facts and statistics that I want to share with you, my fellow average golfers, today. With the average number of putts taken in a round of golf consuming around 40% of all the strokes you take, it's easier to see how much an impact you can make on your scorecard by getting just a little better on the greens. For a player that shoots around 90, for instance, just a 10% improvement in putting could bring your score down to the mid-80s. For higher handicap golfers, some key statistics tell the tale. On long putts outside 30 feet, high handicappers will only manage to log their putts to within about 8 to 9 feet of the hole on average. 20 handicappers will miss about 15% of their 3-foot putts, about 50% of the 5-foot putts, and about 80% of their 10-footers. That sounds like me. 20 handicappers 3-putt nearly 20% of the time. 25 handicappers 3-putt almost 25% of the time. Yeah, three putting. That's everybody's favorite. In looking at these numbers, the implication is pretty clear. High handicappers lose most of their putting strokes because they're not as good as they could be in terms of distance control on long putts, and they're not as good as they could be in holing out short putts under 5 feet. Taken together, these two deficiencies are a perfect recipe for a dreaded three putt. That's why high handicap golfers end up three putting on about one out of every five holes. But not being able to get your first putt to within the makeable range of 3 to 5 feet, and by too often missing the remaining short putts when you do manage to lag to this range, you're needlessly costing yourself strokes. Just by tidying up these two areas, better distance control and making more short putts, you can save yourself as much as 5 to 10 strokes per round. And my fellow average golfers, I think we all know that that's easier said than done. So I'm going to point out six elements of putting that you need to focus on, my fellow average golfer. Number one, how to hold a putter. Number two, the different types of grip. What grip do you have on your putter and what works for you? Proper stance, pre-shot routine, always. The putting motion. Face angle at impact, and my number one dreaded problem in my average golf world, distance control. So where are you in your average golfer putting world? I want to know. GolfGuyNick757@gmail.com. Name and town. That's going to be it for this week's The Drive. Now let's head on over to this week's The Short Game. And this week's golf language lesson for you, my fellow average golfers, to improve your golf vocabulary. First word this week is going to be flash trap. Flash trap. A shallow and small sand bunker. I've been caught in the flash trap before. Next word is gross. The actual number of strokes taken by a player for a hole or round before the player's handicap is deducted, when the number then becomes net. Gross, or gross score. And the third word on today's golf language lesson is going to be honor. The honor on the tee goes to the last player to win a hole. That player with the honor tees off first. That's the golf language lesson for today. Flash trap, gross, and honor. Add those to your average golf guy vocabulary for better average golfing. And now on to the golf apparel review. According to topgolfreviews.net, best putters for the money in 2022. Quick comparison. Top five affordable putters for 2022. Number five on the list, TaylorMade Golf Prior Generation 2017, the Spider Putter. Got a 9.4 rating. Number four on the list is Ray Cook Golf Silver Ray SR400 Putter. And a 9.5 rating. Number three on the list is Odyssey Red Ball Putter. It holds a 9.6 rating. Number two on the list is the Wilson Staff Infinite Golf Putter Sporting Goods. 9.8. And the number one most affordable putter for 2022, according to topgolfreviews.net, is going to be Wilson Harmonized Golf Putter. That's going to be the top five on the golf apparel review. If you're in the market for a putter, do your research. See what's going on out there in the wide, wide world of 2022 putters. And hopefully it will improve your game. And that's going to do it for round 10's of Short Game. Now let's head on over to this week's The Putt. So as we go through our golf rounds today, we've been talking about putting, putters, and I had two rounds this week that were quite different. The first round I did, I could not land a putt and could not read the greens whatsoever. Had a lousy time. 3-4 putts all day long. On the second round, tightened it up a little bit. Started focusing on closing the distance between the hole, focusing on two putting, and that's what I did, and I did really well. At least on the back nine of my second round this week. So very excited about that, and I hope you are focusing on your putting game as well and what you can do to help other average golfers out there. Let me know. GolfGuyNick757@gmail.com.
Putting is always the problem for most average golfers. And I think we need to stick together and work through it together, for God's sake. Good Lord. Question of the week this week is, what putter do you feel is better, the blade putter or the mallet putter? What do you use? What's in your bag? I have a blade putter. Looking forward to trying out some different putters by the end of the summer. See where I go into the fall. Is it going to be a mallet putter, a blade putter? Not sure. But definitely going to scope that out after doing some more research on putting and putters and improving my game. So that's going to be it. Hope you have a great week. And don't forget to get back with me, golfguynick757@gmail.com. Name in town. Like to comment on anything in regards to the average golf game or Nick's Golf Guy podcast. Love to hear from you. And that's going to be it for this round 10 of Nick's Golf Guy podcast. I want to thank you for listening. I will be back with round 11 next week of Nick's Golf Guy podcast, the podcast for average golfers like me. Until then, fellow average golfers, tee times, tee offs, and better scores for a happy average golf life.